Hello, everyone. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. And we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And today, I am going to try my best and break down a very important issue. Something that is really, really important to me and also very relevant to what's happening at the SFU's Burnaby campus here. And there's just a lot that needs to be unpacked, and I'm thankful for CGSF. So just to get started, for people who don't know yet that TSSU, the Teaching Support Staff Union here at SFU, has started picketing, and there is an active picket line going on at the Burnaby campus, and it has become out of, and it is born out of, 4 years and many, many years, essentially, of fighting for the rights of the teaching staff, which includes TAs, the teaching assistants, the TMs, tutor markers, research assistant, RAs, and special instructors, which make most of the faculties across the campus here at SFU. And I know that for someone who is just listening this for the very first time, it might look like, oh, now there's another worker strike. But we need to understand that why it's happening, how it's happening, and essentially what you can do about it. And that's what I am going to try to do in this episode for the open mic with Pranjali. That's me. And I just wanted to put it out there that my positionality and my quote-unquote white, as white scholars call it, neutrality could not be maintained, because this is an issue that I am embedded in. And I'm facing the brunt of all the things that is happening because of the SFU admin. And it is because I am myself an RA, and I am part of this TSSU, which is the Union of Teaching Support Staff here. And I am here to show solidarity and try to talk you guys through the demands, what's happening, when it started, and all those things. And I will also try to have some very cool union solidarity songs. And I hope through this one episode I can break down sort of the processes and contextualize why it's happening, and also relate with the research that I look into. And have some good fun music as well. Let's get started with the first song. First song is actually very kind of like a mild start to the heavy lifting that I'm going to do throughout the show today. So the song is called Good Instead of Bad, and it is written by a Canadian singer and songwriter, Dana Jowanski. And it's more like an indie pop song, and I'll just let you guys listen to her music. She is actually based in Vancouver specifically. I hope you guys enjoy it, and let's get into some deep discussion.
Seasons, and they made me see the time when I could still be true to him? How can I be true instead of sad? Or is this all I have? Or is this all I have? Even though I should not ask for more, I sit upon this floor like the night.
Was yesterday, Good Instead of Bad by Dana Gwenski. And I just wanted to take a moment to actually really appreciate the song that was being played before I started my open mic. I think it really flagged those important issues which are at the bottom of the strike that is happening here at SFU. And I'm gonna try to unpack what's happening here. So at SFU, so it's different from the one that's happening in Capilano University, though they have some sort of similar action happening, but it's different. So we at SFU, we have a different union, but we definitely support what's happening at Capilano University. But we are at a different zone with respect to the demands, the timeline. So that's where TSSU is at. And I'm going to try to, break it down. So the Teaching Support Staff Union gave its strike notice to University President Joy Johnson during the convocation ceremony that happened on Friday here. And the strike notice highlighted that there is the TSSU is no longer on the bargaining, is not going to budge with the proposals that SFU is giving, which includes not having a fair wage, because the teaching assistants, for example, these guys are literally graduate students who have to do their own work, like own school work. Then they have to do a range of work from marking assignments of students, running labs, tutorials. And sometimes I know that even some TAs have to fill in for the professors when they are not available. So there is a lot of the stuff that is really, really dependent on what TAs do. And it's very interesting in the way the communication from SFU admin has been around TSSU. And it's sort of like common sense and understandable that the university administration does not want to create or give the right information, because they are the ones who are the quote-unquote bad guys. those are the bad guys, so they don't want to give the correct information out, which makes sense, but it's actually very disgusting and bad at their part. So teaching assistants are the graduate students who have to not only pay for their own rent, not only have to work through the assignments of their own and also grade the students, but they also have to pay for their own tuition. And the proposed wage that the university has offered its TAs in many of the different departments here is the $17 wage. So I know that the graduate students who are performing research is such an important work. Because if you have seen SFU's tagline, it's, we are the most engaged, research extensive university here. Well, all the billions and millions of dollars that they get in research funding, where does it go? Well, this is a question that TSSU has been asking the administration, because our wages has been almost stagnant over time. And even the BC minimum wage has jumped up to 16.75. And the offer that SFU is making is that the researchers, essentially, the budding researchers, will get a $17 per hour wage, which is great. Okay, so does that make sense? Doesn't make for me, because I have to pay my tuition, I have to pay my rent, I have to have food, and I can do all of that and also do overtime work, and then I also do the work that your professors are supposed to do. So it's kind of, yeah, I think I'm going on a rant here. But yeah, that's the lens that I have on this issue. And there would be, this strike notice was offered on Friday, and starting on Monday at 9:57 or 10:57, because we have to like serve a 72-hour notice, so we did that. And we were actively in strike action mode on Monday, starting Monday. But what SFU did was on this third day, which is Wednesday, yesterday, they stopped the international student health fee for the extended health coverage that goes to TSSU members, which includes graduate students, and international students specifically have been directly hurt by this step. And this means that TSSU and SFU had an understanding that, oh, okay, so if you're a worker, first of all, they don't consider research as work, which is super interesting. I just love that. I just love that on SFU's part, because they don't understand that doing research is such a noble, it's such an important task, and you do not consider us as workers, especially for RAs like me, who are funded both from a grant, like a scholarship grant or something, and also from the payroll side of things. So what they claim is that RAs are actually just students, so they are not workers, so they are not allowed to unionize, which doesn't make sense. So yeah, that escalated, and as the strike committee, we at TSSU created our first picket line at the Burnaby campus. And it's so interesting to see that SFU is constantly sending emails on how to, I don't want to emphasize the word, but like I have to, is like their emails are literally titled Guidance for Picket Lines. And the first bullet point is, how can I cross a picket line? So they are trying to explain to the students and to other faculty members that you should essentially cross the line, and this is how you can do it safely. So there have been at least three emails since morning which underline the process of crossing a picket line, which is really, really, really bad. So I just don't understand how this university is even functioning, because with the admin like this, which does not care about workers, first of all, does not recognize research as work, does not recognize us having to, any of our demands, essentially. So it's just so funny for me. And, yeah, I just don't know what to say sometimes because this is really brutal. I never expected SFU to be like this. And the name itself, like SFU, Simon Fraser, is such an interesting name for this university, honestly. And everywhere, if you like open up the SFU website, there would be territorial acknowledgements, but you would not acknowledge the name of the university is based and rooted in colonial histories. So, yeah. My sort of takeaway that I want, or call to action for you guys, would be, so if you're on campus today, maybe you're a student or maybe you're a parent, even if you're not a TSSC member or you do not recognize directly under TSSU, you should not be crossing the picket line, okay? And if you are a TSSC member, and if you try to cross the picket line, you will be fined by the union for crossing the line. But because under the bylaws, you're not entitled to do that. And for other unions, which includes the faculty unions here at SFU, I really urge you guys to understand that this is not a question only about the graduate students and their work and research. It's also about what sort of environment we want to create here at such a quote-unquote reputed university. If that's, because it's not easy for us to just like say, okay, we are going on strike. It just reflects that you guys must have pushed us so much that we have to take this step. So just saying that, oh, TSSU does not want to accept the offer that we have on the bargaining table, it's not correct. Yeah. And in case you are a student who is here for classes or labs, I really encourage you to join the picket lines in solidarity and not cross it. Because the TAs and the TMs are really, really the backbone of this university. They are the first step. They are the ones that you interact with on a personal direct basis. So they are the ones. They're fighting for their wages. They're fighting for their healthcare, which was taken away on Wednesday. Yeah. I just don't know how to explain that. And yeah, if you see me around the campus doing some chants and stuff, say hello to me. I would love to see the support. And yeah, I have another song lined up. And after the song, I will try to like break down the demands that we have and what you can do as the listeners out there. Okay. And the song is called, let's do the other one. I'm going to play, something by Emilia Curran, and it's called Coming For You, and it is under the album called They Promised You Mercy. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it, and then we'll get more into why it's happening and what you can do about it. Mm-hmm. And I promise I'll try to have someone who really like is into giving interviews and stuff, because I think it's really important for someone else to talk about this issue, and I try to have that objective lens on the issue. So you guys don't think I'm just like taking and picking sides. It's not because of that. It's just so irritating. But no, I will have a interviewee for next week, and then we'll delve into some of these things in more detail. And yeah, I'm gonna play Coming For You. And by the way, if you hear that my voice is cracking or it has this weird bass today, it's because I've been chanting. Okay, I'll stop talking in there.
Like the harbor sings through the concrete, like the highway rolls in your childhood dreams, I'm a wild abandoned ray of heat, and I'm coming for you like a stampede. I'm coming for you like a driving storm unchained. I'm coming for you like a third refrain. In a heavy heart there's a sea of light, secret until dead of night, where the deeper meanings dare to fight. And I'm coming for you like a voice inside. I'm coming for you like a final round. I'm coming for you like a tempted hound. I'm coming for you like fury and sound.
changes. I saw moves. I saw the citizens reaping the gains. But they don't know it never hurt no one. I am the last of the loaded gun. And I don't think that my time has come. I've had forever and I've had none. Something's coming and it won't let go. I heard a song on the radio. I need a moment, I need a reason, I'm fading fast. I made a fool of all my rules. I broke the wall with the looking glass. All right, okay, nobody move. Life is a temperate thing to do. Calm as a candle, cursed in the wind. Love is a temperate thing to be in. Well, I don't think that my time has come. I've had forever and I've had none. Something's coming and it won't let go. I heard a song on the radio. I heard a song on the radio.
Hello, everyone. This is CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, from the SFU's Burnaby campus. Sorry. and we were talking about, I was talking about the strike or the picketing line that is actively happening here at the Burnaby campus at SFU, and why it's happening and the start the backstory of the Teaching Student Staff Union, TSSU, in short, that I'm part of. And I am part because I'm a researcher here, a research assistant here, but I'm also a student, an international student, an undergrad, so I have to take courses, I have to take classes, but I also have to do research. But the pay, according to what university has to offer, is not livable. What we're asking, or the TSSU is asking, demanding, is a livable wage, a increase in the wages, and having